Baltimore City has a Democratic mayoral primary winner. It's Brandon Scott, the 36-year-old city council president from Park Heights. This afternoon, Scott gave his official acceptance speech in the neighborhood where he grew up. WYPR's Emily Sullivan reports.
On a hot night, almost exactly a week ago, Brandon Scott was talking to voters still standing on a long snaking line outside of Mount Pleasant Church and Ministries, waiting to cast their ballots.
I'm good. I'm feeling great, actually. I'm feeling great. It's been a long race, a very interesting race. When I embarked on this and got my first poll done in this race, we had a completely different mayor, and I was just a second district council person. Now I'm the council president, new mayor, global pandemic. The world is waking up to the injustices against black people in America. It's a very different world, very different race.
For an entire week, the Baltimore City Board of Elections updated voting data daily, from the few in-person polling places and tens of thousands of mail-in ballots from Maryland's first statewide mail-in election. And for the first few days, former Mayor Sheila Dixon led, with Scott close behind her. But as more mail-in ballots were processed, Scott's numbers grew. He eclipsed her on Sunday, and late last night, the race was called. The progressive eked out his victory in part thanks to a broad range of support across Baltimore. A joint WIPR, Baltimore Sun, and UB poll showed the 36-year-old as the only mayoral contender with nearly the same amount of support from both black and white voters, and that virtually all voters under 50 backed him. Roger Hartley, dean of the University of Baltimore's College of Public Affairs, attributes Scott's success to that expansive base.
He was getting votes all over the city. And, you know, that's probably what the city needs right now, is someone who can reach across every demographic, every age group, every race, and bring the city together.
Scott, a millennial who fashioned himself as a change candidate, joined early protests against the killing of George Floyd. Hartley says that and a swell of last-minute votes from mail-in ballots helped push Scott over the top.
In a time when most of the people of this city think the city's going in the wrong direction, to have someone who's willing to show up at something as meaningful and as painful as what the citizens all over this country are experiencing with racism is a person that is showing that he cares. I think that was meaningful as heck.
Dixon's candidacy was based on past lessons learned, on both the policies she implemented as mayor to reduce violent crime and how she says she grew as a person since the corruption scandal that forced her to resign from office. Here's how she described her campaign mantra in May.
No one understands city government better than me, and no one's been able to produce the kind of results that we need.
That spoke to many voters. Dixon was just 1.7 percentage points behind Scott. But Hartley says it wasn't enough.
Sheila reminded them of a time when the city was well managed, reminded them of a time when crime rate was lower, and she really went out and spoke to voters, and they really liked her. All of this, even with the scandal and even with the concern about the gift cards and possible other corruption, people were willing to forgive her and made her a strong candidate, and she almost won.
Analysts and pundits thought the noise of the pandemic might distract from the race and cause a lower turnout, but the opposite happened. As ballots began to arrive, the turnout surpassed that of the 2016 primary within days, and nearly a third of voters who cast a ballot had not participated in a recent election. This election was high stakes. The next mayor will oversee a city devastated by violent crime and inequality. And then there's dealing with the coronavirus pandemic and its impact on residents' health and finances. Last night, Scott said that Baltimore stands at a crossroads and that we will only move forward as a city united. I'm Emily Sullivan, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.